Sharon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
You know what? It's an overcast day, something we haven't seen in probably like 30 days or something, at least 30 days, maybe longer.
Oh,
maybe,
longer than that, I'm sure.
Maybe we'll get some rain today. Maybe things are going to turn in a positive way for us. But first and foremost, let us know what your role is with the coalition.
Well, I have been the liaison between the Tempe Community Council, which is the nonprofit arm, basically, of the city of Tempe, and the coalition, kind of bringing messages to and from those two different organizations, with the coalition being a program, if you will, that's under the auspice of the Tempe Community Council.
Absolutely. And so what you're saying is the two work hand in hand. And through the Tempe Community Council, you guys look to build relationships with nonprofit organizations, correct?
Not only build relationships, but we have a process that's called agency review, wherein the community members and the Tempe Community Council, some of the board members, make decisions about where human services money that's been designated by the city of Tempe, where that money will land for our nonprofits that serve the Tempe community, for those in need.
Sharon, this is Mike Wilson. It's great to talk to you.
Hey,
the COVID virus, COVID-19 virus, has had an impact. What kind of impact? It's had an impact on everything, but what kind of impact has it had on you and your programs that you try and get out there on a regular basis?
Well, what we used to have, and I think Carrie, who was on several weeks ago, mentioned, we used to do lunch and learns. And so,
yes,
that would help businesses inform their employees about services that we could do to help their families, the employee families, with whether they or their children were struggling with alcohol or drugs, and provide resources. Well, we can't do those, so now we've called them Lincoln Learns, and we are doing them online or virtual meetings. So that's been a huge impact. It's always better if you can do things in person rather than, if that's what you plan, rather than doing it on the virtual platform.
No, absolutely. But I will say this. You guys have made it extremely easy. All you have to do is go to TempeCoalition.org. They've got a couple different tabs on top, whether it's home, initiatives, community, information, the members, the blog, how to donate. And then you go to the last one, which is the events. And it's exactly like what you were just talking about. It tells you about when it is, the time, where. Obviously, it's going to be virtual. All you have to do is click on things. I think you're making it extremely user-friendly.
Thank you. We appreciate that. I would also tell you that the link under community has both youth, parents, and educators. And if you click on one of those, it also brings up specific programs and resources for
those programs. Yep.
And so, like under parents, you've got like 5 ways to help children with coronavirus anxiety and a parenting toolbox during COVID-19 era. So they're very specific for what we're going through right now, along with more general things like understanding the effects of drugs on the teen brain. So specific to parents, specific to educators, and specific to our youth. It is a great website, and as you said, it is user-friendly.
No, it's incredibly user-friendly. Again, it's TempeCoalition.org. Go to the website, check it out. Again, a lot of different programs. And, you know, I was talking to Hillary. I was obviously talking to you over the weekend as well. And I just was really amazed at all the different programs. And again, you guys make it so easy. You have things where kids can go online, do workouts. They can... It's just all these different ways for them to stay out of trouble, basically, if you look at it, at least in my mind.
I would agree with you. And the whole goal of the coalition is prevention. You know, we aren't a treatment organization. We're a prevention. So anything that we can do that keep kids from going down those paths is exactly what our goal is.
I agree. That's the voice of Sharon Doyle from the Tempe Coalition joining us today on the program. Let me ask you this. We're all going through this difficult time. So I know that isolation and anxiety has been something that has increased with people tremendously. So what are some of the things that you guys are doing to help people with that?
Well, we're putting together some fun packs, activity packs for families, and those will be distributed probably within the next 3 weeks that have some real specific activities and resources that parents can use to keep their kids involved and just for families. Sometimes they run out of ideas. We're going to be putting together a cookbook that's kind of a family cookbook, and some of those recipes and things come from the coalition members themselves to try to move kids get them involved in the kitchen. Besides being a learning experience for survival, it also is a great time to start teaching some math skills.
No, you know, I was telling Hillary over the weekend that we have our kids kind of doing some of these different types of programs as well. And I actually asked her, I said, you know, I'm just curious because we don't live in Tempe. So do you have to live in Tempe to get the Tempe Coalition resources?
No, absolutely not.
Right.
We, you know, our mission is to have every student and youth living to their full potential, which means, you know, no drugs, alcohol, things like that, and moving on a positive path. We want that for every child.
You know... My question is this. So when the kids, you know, and Andy and I were talking about this a little while ago that, you know, schools are going to be open, but it's going to mean they're online. They're still going to show the behaviors of isolation and anxiety. Even the teachers might show some of those behaviors. But what can a teacher do to kind of, even if school is online, what can they do to help kids deal with that anxiety, deal with the isolation that's come
and potentially depression
and depression. Yeah.
Well, as I said, we aren't a treatment program, but on our website, there certainly are an awful lot of resources that both parents and teachers, the educator component of it, can link into and find those kinds of resources from the professionals that will help guide them into assisting with their students, but also just acknowledging verbally that, hey, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
I've experienced depression. I've cried. I'm missing hugs. I'm missing that personal contact. I can relate to some of those feelings that you guys have too. And just by acknowledging and putting them out there verbally helps. It means it's not kept inside. Which is, you know, kids kind of bluff it out a lot, and inside they're just kind of really wobbly.
Yeah, communication. I think that's the word, and I think it's key, obviously, for everything. And, you know, I was kind of talking a little bit about this before, and you brought it up just now. When you talk about kids and we're going back to school and our behaviors that we have, which naturally we want to give people a high five, we want to give people a hug, you know, just all those things that we're so accustomed to doing and we're not able to do it right now. I mean, can you speak about any of your own personal isolation that you've been going with and how you're dealing with it?
I think so. My sweetie, hello?
Yeah, you're here. We're here.
Okay. So my sweetie that I've been with, that has been here with me for 12 years, passed in January, the middle of January.
Okay.
And so I am the only person in the house. That was and still remains to be a very depressing at times situation. Unless I reach out and people reach out to me, by phone, by email, by text, the text which I find to be the least comforting, if you will.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I agree.
Is depressing, and so I have to often make myself be the one that reaches out,
sure,
not necessarily waiting for someone to reach into me, and the work that I do through a variety of organizations like Kiwanis and the High School Foundation, the Elementary School Foundation, all doing good things that once I get out of myself, I'm better. Once I get out of myself, I'm better. But I would tell you, if I didn't have a little dog with me and was completely alone without another living being in the house, that would, I think, be the worst. And I do miss, I miss that human interaction, just saying to somebody or laughing with somebody.
Right. No, I get it. You know, it's, you and I can relate on this together. I lost my mom March 29th, and it happened to be from the COVID-19. And I obviously have been dealing with it in my own way, but my father lost his partner of 57 plus years. And, you know, I see the way that he deals with it. It's a little different. And I know the one thing that is always on his mind, and it sounds pretty similar to you. He never wants to feel like he's alone. So he's doing all kinds of stuff. You know, he's really busy with hanging out with me or my brothers and their families and things like that, just to keep himself active, to keep himself busy, to keep his mind from thinking and going down a path that he doesn't want it to go, is what I would presume. So I think that the trick is, at least for me, and it sounds kind of similar for you, to stay as busy as we possibly can be, right?
Exactly. And I think one of the areas that is probably brought on a gloom overall is we don't know when this is going to end.
Right.
But we do know to keep in mind that it will end. You know, we don't have a time frame, but it will end at some point. This is not going to be the way we are going to live. We will come out at the end of it with a lot of different changes, but it will end, and we will be able to connect again very in person.
I agree. That's the voice of Sharon Doyle from the Tempe Coalition. Again, tempecoalition.org. Check them out online. All kinds of ways, all kinds of resources to help you get through the times that we're going through right now. Call them as well. 480-858-2300 is the phone number. So how do you feel about schools opening up, and obviously a lot of uncertainty for all of us, a lot more questions than answers right now. And, you know, I guess we'll kind of deal with it as it comes. And to me, that's a little bit scary. But with that being said, how do you, Sharon, feel about schools opening?
I feel that the safety of children, the safety of the staff, the safety of the families of the children is the most important situation. I do know that the Tempe Union High School District has been working, the staff there, the teachers there have been working very hard on external learning, doing distance learning. I know when it hit and everything had to close down in March, you know, that caught everybody off guard. But there has been so much training, so much improvement in what is going to be able to be offered online for the elementary school and the high school district students, that's the way I think we should go. I don't think that we should even open schools for in-person attendance until January at the very earliest. Today I read that there is a vaccine that seems to be having very, very positive results. Let's get that under control so that we don't put our families and our teachers and kids at risk. It's just not worth it. Even losing one kid, one teacher, it's not worth it to be in person when we don't know how the spread is really going to be happening.
And we're already over 140,000 deaths here in the U.S. and over now it's got to be close to 600,000. I'm not even sure worldwide. It's too depressing to keep looking at it each and every day. But
you got it.
I mean, it really is. But hey, let me ask you this, because I'm really kind of curious about this. How can people get more information and get involved with the coalition?
Oh, well, just the phone number that you indicated, have them call. We also have a link on the website. If you want, we are so inclusive. If you're a parent, if you're a teen and you want to become involved in helping the prevention of drugs and alcohol in our youth and support them so that they can live to their full potential, we welcome you. We truly do welcome you. The more the merrier is what we think.
Very good. All right. So, like you know, we would be remiss if we didn't ask you about this. And I was trying to keep it from my tag team partner in crime, Mike and Spencer, about who you really, really like as far as college sports. So let it go. Tell them who you're a fan of. Let them go.
Roll Tide.
Oh, wow.
So who are you thinking now that you just said
thinking,
that?
I was thinking Wisconsin for some reason because you're from Wisconsin. The smile, the smirk that you had on your face, and I'm like totally read that wrong. So yeah. Roll Tide, huh?
Absolutely. Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide. I did my undergraduate work there and spent a lot of years there. My son was born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I am a diehard, sometimes not very good winner or loser.
It's the SEC. It just means more, right?
They live it down there. They live it in the South. It is.
It's like religion.
From the time you are walking, you know, you're going to sit on your daddy's lap and root for either Auburn or Alabama.
So let me guess, there is no blue or orange anywhere in your house or anything that says War Eagle.
Absolutely not. And so now they have an ex-coach that looks like might be a senator. I think that's just pretty amazing with no political
Hold on. Now his political, what he did as far as politically, he was part of the Alabama Crimson Tide. That's what he did. And that's in that state.
Tuberville, no, he was an Auburn coach.
No, he's from Auburn.
Right. What I'm saying is in that state, if you're an Alabama coach or an Auburn coach, you've done your politics. That's my point, is you've done your politics at either one of those places. And those guys, they carry so much weight, right? I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
So they don't need to have a long list of political history. They go out there and they do their job with their universities, and people recognize that.
That's absolutely true. And it certainly takes a lot of discipline and decision-making to run any of those huge, huge programs.
Yeah.
All right, Sharon, here's the question of the day for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you Roll Tide, you know, you got your national championships, you got, you know, your college football playoff wins. Who are you taking? If you want to win a game, are you taking Bear Bryant or are you taking Nick Saban?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a killer question.
See, you don't want to answer. You don't want to not say Saban because he's the guy right now. But you know what Bear did? I mean,
with the hat,
I think you got to split it up somehow and cut these guys in half and let them both be there.
Have Saban be the defensive coordinator.
Something.
Yeah, I think that's a great compromise. One do the first half, the one do the second half, or something like that.
Or one be the offense, one be the defense.
I agree with that.
Okay, one more question. Mm-hmm. So you've been following, like I said.
Hey, you're lying to her now. You told her one question before.
Yeah, it's just what I do.
Okay.
So out of all the years you've been following Bama football, who's your favorite player of all time?
Oh, that's a good one. I like it.
You know,
tough. They've had so many.
Yes.
So let's make, what's your favorite position? Quarterback, running back, wide receiver?
Quarterback.
Okay,
quarterback.
So who's your favorite quarterback that you've seen?
You know, I've got to go with Tua right now. I think he brought, he had that comeback.
Mentality?
And I just wish him great success as he moves on to the pros. He's got a heart that seems to be full of gold. He's had such he's such a cheerleader, even when he's not able to be the one that's out there doing the plays. You know, you just saw the heart in him. So I'm going to say Tua. I'm going to age myself, but went on a blind date with Willie Joe way, way, way back when.
Back in the day.
That's cool.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Kenny the Snake Stabler was an excellent quarterback. He had big, big feet to follow.
What about Namath?
Yeah, well, that's Willie Joe.
Willie Joe Namath.
Right,
come on,
right,
where are you? Where are you, buddy?
Right.
Hey,
sorry.
Don't worry, Sharon. Hey,
sorry.
Sharon, you
West
know what?
West Coast guy here.
Sharon,
sorry.
Just so you know, there could easily be a microphone available for you, and we could get rid of Mike since he doesn't know who Willie Joe is. I mean,
the sports did not know Willie Joe.
Yeah, I mean, we could.
Pantyhose on TV.
Yeah.
Come on.
See,
Mike.
I know him as Broadway Joe.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about like a guy like Stedman Sheely? You remember that guy?
Sheely?
Yeah.
That's a big Montgomery name from Montgomery, Alabama. A
yep.
big family name.
Well, what about Cam Newton?
Cam Newton?
Cam Newton.
What about him?
I'm just asking.
Yeah, what about him? Yeah. What about him? You tell us. So I think Joe Namath is number one. What about Ken Stabler?
Kenny Stabler was
Snake.
I mean, Kenny the Snake Stabler. Yeah, he was excellent.
What about Jay Barker?
I don't know that name.
Okay. What about Pat Trammell?
Pat Trammell.
Yeah.
He was
the Bear Bryant era.
Bear Bryant.
I'm trying to go back. I'm going back in my Alabama roots for you people. See, you guys had no clue that I could get this in depth about Alabama.
No, but did you know that Bear Bryant could walk on water?
Hey, that's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
You know what, Sharon? Any day you want to come join us, you've got a spot with us.
Yeah, exactly.
You absolutely have a spot.
She can be our SEC person.
Hey, can you give us a final word for the coalition today?
Right.
The final word for the coalition. It is an organization that is so needed in the for our youth to give resources to keep our kids out of trouble. Then there's so much insidious drugs out there right now, with vaping
and everything.
And once you start down that path, it can be a challenge to get back on the right path. And so we don't want kids going there.
Hey, awesome stuff from you today, Sharon. Really appreciated your time. And like I said, I'm not joking. Anytime you want to come join us, you can talk sports with us, you can talk anything with us. So fantastic job, appreciate you.
Well, thank you, and it's been a pleasure. You guys made it really easy, as nervous as I was. So
you didn't sound nervous at all. So
yeah.
And we look at Spencer all the time, and trust me, he looks way more nervous than you sounded. Okay, so don't worry about a thing. You did awesome. Appreciate you, Sharon.
Okay, and you guys have a great week, and I'm looking forward to listening more than I have in the past.
Hey, we appreciate it. We just picked up a listener.
There
awesome stuff.
Roll Tide, baby.
Sharon Doyle from the Tempe Coalition.